What's up? What's up, everybody? It's another episode of the D-Start Show. Hey, first of all, guys, I want to say happy holidays, man. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. What's going on with your cabin?
I want to say the same thing, man. Merry Christmas to the ones that believe in Christmas. Happy New Year's to everyone. Same to you, D-Man.
Hey, another thing, man. Hey, y'all be safe out here, man. It's a lot of people that ain't got it, and they want it, and they'll do anything to get it. So, man, hey, watch y'all when y'all out in these stores late at night, in these parking lots. Watch your surrounding, man, because, hey, look, it's a lot of people out there. Hey, they coming after you, man.
For sure. Yeah, I was nervous, too, because my mama bought me another bag today.
Well, look at here.
A big bag. Michael Gore.
Oh, that what's up, boy? That what's up?
It's a book bag, though. That bitch huge. And this bag big as hell. Like, damn, you was walking around Monroe like with this big ass. I'm gonna see your picture in the bag.
Yeah, man. This thing, man, you know, I'm saying, I know we own a lot of major cities, man, but hey, watch your surroundings, man. Hey, I'm going to even go a little deeper with them, Kevin, tonight, man. Sometimes you got to watch the ones that you know. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Hey,
you just got to be, man. You be the one right now, man.
It be the one that said, I'll ride to the store with you.
Yeah, you never know.
They done got their cousin Ricky Bobby there at Tom Lawson, give me everything. Got him scared as hell, too. Like, let's go.
Real. You never know when it's your last ride. You know what I'm saying, man? Hey, what's going on with you?
Hey y'all, what up?
Yeah, man, we were just talking about, man, you know, making sure everybody's safe this holiday. You know, watch your surroundings while you're out there shopping in these stores. You know, I know Gary, you know, I know y'all ain't, you know, that big, but y'all close to the city, you know what I'm saying? So
no, shut up, Calvin. I know that's your last. But sure, have to be careful though. Period. Even coming in the house with gifts and stuff like that, especially ladies that live alone, single moms, y'all coming in the house with y'all kids' presents or TVs, you know, late at night or whatever time of the day, you know, watch us surrounding people, be plotting on people, watching people trying to take your gifts and take the little stuff you do, guys. So make sure y'all watching y'all stuff when y'all going in, especially, like I said, at night.
For sure.
And also, team, hey, I apologize that you're going to get your gift probably after Christmas. the overnight shipping ain't no joke, and then it ain't guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? So I've been kind of busy, man, and I just got to the post office to send y'all stuff off, but you get it. I'm saying it will be the part of the day after Christmas, but I promise you, have before New Year's.
I ain't got to worry about that.
For real.
Oh, Nikita jumped off too.
Yeah, she probably, hey, you know what I'm saying? They can get it, you know what I'm saying? It could be an internet connection or something like that, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, Jordan did say he was going to be a little late tonight, man. Hey, go ahead and start, man, on what's going on with the entertainment.
I really hate bringing them up, but Kashawn and Blueface, they had a fight again.
What?
Apparently, like, he texted her or whatever and told her to come to his house. Soon as she get there, she getting the baby out the car, he start punching her, beating her ass. So then she put the baby on the passenger seat, and then Blueface started recording, talking about some. She didn't even have a, she don't even have a car seat. But the whole time, she did have a car seat in the back. But people calling her a bad mother because the baby was laying on the seat, but she was bleeding from her nose and her eye and shit. So it's like, I'm just tired of talking about them because, so should I leave that man the fuck alone?
And that goes out to every woman, though, man. That goes out to every woman when it comes down to, man, this domestic violence, man. If a man gonna put his hands on you, man, let that motherfucker go. You know what I'm saying?
But my thing is, you just covered up the tattoo of this nigga on your neck.
And that's another thing. That's another thing right there, man. These tattoos with people named on the dog. Come on now.
Ain't that much love in the goddamn world.
Hey, I get it, but boy, look at here, boy. Hey, You putting your name, your baby daddy name on and all
stuff. Who got their baby daddy name?
But then they play, hey, Nikita, I'm glad you came back on this part here, man. Kevin was talking about, go ahead and fill it in right quick.
I was talking about Krishan and Blueface, because all that shit.
What about them?
So, just to sum it up again, just to make it short this time, I guess Krishan pulled up on Blueface because he said he wanted to see his son. She unstrapping. Get him out of the car. Blueface start beating her ass. She bleeding and shit. So she sit her son on the passenger seat. Blueface pulling out his camera like a little bitch. Going online talking about some, she don't even got a car seat. She got the baby sitting in the front seat. Not even strapped. Whole time she got a car seat in the back. And she was getting her son out at the time. He started punching her with the baby in her arm. So she put him in the passenger seat. So I'm just tired of talking about the bitch and him.
I'm so confused because I thought they said that wasn't even his baby. I thought he went on Twitter talking about some. He took a swab. Oh
yeah, but guess what? She just posted the messages talking about. He told her he sent her to Eddie. So it's like, my nigga, is you like? Why you keep being so zesty online? Like, I just don't get it.
Like, yeah, that man got too much time on his hands, and it's like much. I think he really is, honestly. I feel like Blueface is using Krishan and that other girl to keep himself relevant. Because really, that's what's... I wouldn't think about Blueface before it was a Blueface and Krishan. I wouldn't think about him or what the hell he got going on until he got with Krishan. And they started, like, having toxic stuff going on that was always in the media. And then even when he was with Krishan, he got back with that girl. She just made that song that, Snip Like a Barbie, hips, lips, with all that shit. I wasn't thinking about...
Hello, motherfucker. The song shitty, but that shit Cassie did a motherfucker.
I was just thinking about that. Like, I heard it so many times on TikTok that it stuck in my head. I'm like, damn, I thought I kept on saying, like, nah, this sounds stupid as hell, but now I be, just singing it out the blue. But anyways, yeah, I think he just using them for clout. I think the more that he aggravates the situation, the more that he makes less peace with the situation, the more money he makes, and the more, status he gets. So I think he just trying to find a moment for everything. But it is very zesty. It's very, it's giving sassy, it's giving like you're broke, you're lame, you don't have nothing to do.
Yeah,
bottom line, you gotta let that motherfucker go.
But it's so crazy because, to be honest, even with like a person like that, you could try to let them go, and unless you finna not let them see their kids, you gotta interact with them.
You've been, or unless you've been there before,
huh?
You've been there before.
Like what? Like
physical, like Blueface.
Oh no. I ain't had no situation like that. But I'm just saying,
kill that nigga, you trick.
Really a lot of the times but I know people who have, and a lot of the times with people in physical situations like that, especially when they've been with somebody for so long, I know people that have like siblings and uncles and cousins that would like beat their boyfriend up, but it's like they choose not to even take it there because it's like once you take it there, ain't no going back. You know what I'm saying? Like once you bring other people into it, ain't no going back. So you know you got protection out here, but you choose not to use it because you're trying to spare that person. But a lot of times people just be in love, and I don't know, I can't speak for nobody else. I mean, that's easier, really, from a man's point of view. That's easier said than done.
She might get her ass beat.
She might be just as toxic.
Let me say this. This bitch is online saying, "Well, he just punched me in my face and made my nose bleed, but it just blew." Bitch, you dumb. Bitch, you should have been on the phone call.
911. Hey, I was supposed to be. Fuck out of here.
What blue do? Like, bitch, why is that so normal to you? Bitch, you need to be putting this.
She's also come from. Like, do you know her backstory?
Now, I don't care about her backstory because she, honestly, she's not talent. Another Kardashian, no talent.
She actually do. To me, Krishan does have talent. Like,
but her music shitty.
Her
song said,
"You gonna let me
red
talk
is a color, blue is another." That's shitty. Come on now. No.
She also was like a track star though. So she, not to say that she don't have no talent, but what she's known for might not be her flexing her talent. But I said, did you know her backstory? Because just to say that somebody enjoying their ass beat, she come from an abusive background. She come from a mother that's been abused. She's seen a lot and she's been through a lot. And that's documented and recorded, not just on these
coming shows. She should know right from wrong then.
But I'm saying people suffer from trauma. So sometimes what you used to is what you gravitate to.
I get what both of y'all are saying, but at some point,
I'm not saying excuse for it though, Kevin, because once you do know right from wrong, you should make a choice. But I'm just saying,
she don't deserve that. I'm just
you can't.
She don't deserve
it. Say like people like no. I don't think nobody literally likes to get their ass beat. Like
it's just the way she acted to me is just like the bitch.
She's. I would just say it. She's equally as like toxic.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
she is. I feel like that. They in not to even say only Blueface. I think Krishan know that she get money off of her interactions with him. How much drama they got going on? That's why they got them had them TV shows because it was drama and stuff like this. So I mean, I don't really give a. I really don't care about them, but it'd be too much. Like it was kind of interesting to follow when they first had their stuff going on, but it's just too much. It's always something different at this point. It's like okay, when y'all gonna stop?
You feel me?
Yeah,
but on another note, let's talk about something else on social media that's way more important than that. Taraji P. Henson broke down in tears the other day when she was discussing how much she get paid. Honestly, I feel like that woman should be where Adam Sandler is, $500 million for a movie, $100 million for a movie, because she's very talented and she's very passionate in what she does. For her to be getting lowball like that, that is not right.
I mean, well, to be honest, Calvin, this is not the first video where she spoke on either. Taraji has been speaking on this for years about being underpaid as a, not only a black person, but a black woman in the entertainment industry as a whole, not just acting, but actors. And she's broken down many of times and to almost where I probably got it memorized where, like, for instance, let's say you make $100 million in a movie. Taxes, half of that is 50% of that is going to Uncle Sam for taxes. Then you have to pay your team 30%, not out of what you have left, but what you grossed before your taxes came out. You know what I'm saying? And then you have to pay for your bills, your cost of living, whatever else, you know, things that you have to do to prepare for these shows. And then you have to actually live life. So it comes down to almost, you know, you working for pennies, and black women are the most underpaid and under awarded people in like entertainment period, especially when it comes to acting. They don't want to give us the Oscars. They don't want to give us the Grammys, the Tonys, the Golden Globes and stuff like that. Even when there's exceptional performances, even when there's exceptional box office numbers. I definitely seen that. And, it has been too, Calvin, indeed, some speculations that Oprah and Taraji have some type of like underlying beef. But Taraji did go out and say that Oprah's been nothing but supportive once she's come out and said what she said. I don't think she's speaking directly about The Color Purple when she said that she's been underpaid, but she has been underpaid in the past. And years ago, maybe about, I don't know when I Can Do Bad by Myself, the movie came out for Tyler Perry. She came out and spoke and said Tyler Perry was the first person that ever paid her what she was worth on an acting gig, or you know, movie ever. The first person who paid her what she was asked and what she knew what she was worth, and she didn't have to like beg, fight, or plead for it. You know what I'm saying? And ever since she's worked with him since then, she says he's always paid her what she's been worth. But that's a common thing that a lot of women talk about. And then I actually got some screenshots, Calvin, because I'm glad you brought this up because it's something I really want to get in depth on. Because even Gabrielle Union had came out and shared her agreement and support with Taraji after she shared some frustrations about the unequal pay. Gabrielle Union said that not a damn lie was told, not a damn lie. We go to bat for the next generation, and hell, we even going to bat for our generation and above. We don't hesitate to be the change that we need to see, and it takes a toll on your mind, your health, your soul, and your career if we keep it in 100. Love you, Taraji.
I'm gonna keep a buck with you. Taraji P. Henson and Gabrielle Union, cold at what they do. You hear me? But they be making me believe they characters. You hear me?
But I feel where y'all coming from, man. But once again, man, and those that listen to the show know that we're not racist or anything. But once again, us as African American people don't know how to control our, you know what I'm saying? We don't know how to control the network. You know what I'm saying? They need us. Hollywood needs you. You know what I'm saying? You can't make a black show without a black person. So I'm saying, so therefore.
Well, that's why the writers just was on strike too, though. Did y'all know about that?
I do remember that, but the thing is, though, but you know what? And I understand people got to eat. It's just like if you go on strike at a regular job, eventually somebody going to crack in, hey, look, I got to go back. I got to feed my family. But, man, what we got to do, man, is come together and use our money together and make our own thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We still going, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're not back in the 1950s, the early 40s. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we have got some freedom. But, man, some of us, man, still go back into this shell and say, hey, look, and let them control us. Now it's a modern-day slavery. You know what I'm saying? Okay, hey, look, I'm not. Before, I didn't pay you. Now I'm paying you something. But it's still kind of like a modern-day slavery. You know what I'm saying? So, therefore, if you're in the industry and you know you're not getting paid worth, and Monique said this stuff about a couple months ago, almost a year ago, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Now, Oprah, she got that bag. Oprah wanted the African-American that got that bag. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, we got to, at the end of the day, man.
So what do we say to the actors and the actresses that, you know, because it's kind of easy to say, like, hey, if they not paying you what you want, just don't do it. But these folks got kids just like us. That's just like me saying they ain't paying. You know, I could be making more at a job, but I ain't finna not go to work because they ain't paying me what I want at my job right now.
I'm gonna check this.
You know what I'm saying? They still got to eat just like us.
I feel exactly what you're saying. So I'm gonna break it down. I'm gonna say a trash company. You work for this particular trash company. They ain't paying top dollar, but it's another one out there paying top dollar. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Perry have opened the door. You go down to Atlanta, man, if you just get a chance, if you're in the Atlanta area, you go down and see that studio area, he have opened the door. I'm saying, if we got to shift all our business just to be all black owned, we need to do that. We need to do that because at the end of the day, you can't make a black show without black people.
But so okay, I agree. But the only thing I have to say towards that is that, for one, we are in a different time, but black people are still behind the curve of just catching up on getting on the equal playing field. You know, that it's hard. And I only say that because, for instance, every time a black person gets put in position to make those changes, something is happening. We've been seeing over the years to where this part of the industry is taking them down. For instance, Bill Cosby. Everybody knows he was out to buy CBS.
NBC.
Before all those allegations started coming out about him. Tyler Perry was set out to buy BET. They was giving that man the hardest time with taking his offers that was well over the asking prices.
But that what we got. I'm saying now what we can do, we can shift. Oprah got her own network. Okay, look, Oprah is the African-American woman. Hey, look, we're going to take our shows and go over to the Oprah network.
And so which now, they did. Most of his shows was on with Tyler Perry. Most of his shows was on first, and now they on BET, which is why he's trying to buy them. But, you know.
Tyler Perry owned a little bit of BET.
Yeah, but he not the full control owner, which is, and of course he has a big, he plays a big part of BET because he has many of shows that's on that network along with TBS. He at one time had like 15 running sitcoms all at the same. I could probably name maybe three or four off the top of my head. House of Pain, Assisted Living, Meet the Browns, For Better or For Worse. Have and Have Not.
That's my shit.
Love Thy Neighbors. And those were all running consecutively. So black people, D, I definitely agree with you, are bringing something to the table. But I do think that it just takes time, but as the time is being taken, people still need to put some respect on our name, because everybody not going to be able to be an owner of their own network. Everybody not going to be able to go out and do their own thing. Without workers, there will be no, it would be no, you know, no companies. So it's some people that is going to just be, you know, normal or regular, you know, actors and actresses that just go look for gigs and stuff, but that does not mean that these people don't need to be, you know, paying them what they're worth, because for one, they got it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're right. And you just said it, you know what I'm saying? But you just said it in the statement that you made. They're not going to be able to keep operating their businesses if we're not there. You know what I'm saying? They look what they had to do back in the early 50s. They had to start painting themselves black and stuff. But they, you know what I'm saying? Because they weren't letting us on the TV. But now they see, hey, look, we control our own dollar. That's what I'm trying to say, man. We control.
Dollar. I definitely believe that. And I think that's what a lot of black people trying to do now. We're coming out and speaking up, because at one time people didn't speak about this because people were scared to be, you know, blackballed and canceled. And a lot of people are still scared to be canceled, because when Monique did speak up, she was blackballed for a while. She was canceled for a while. But I think people like, but when you cancel by somebody as powerful as Oprah, because she is a powerful woman, it's a lot of doors that you can't get into. It's a lot of money that gets shut down for you. It's a lot of stuff that can't go as big as it would go, because it's you know, that's the world ain't nothing but relationships. Yeah. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I think that was a real good topic to bring up though, Calvin, because that's something that I've been following for a while, especially with Taraji. Because for one, she has shown range and her different, people don't even know how many movies and like shows that she's been in. And I'm talking about not only just like the baby boy typical character. Nah. She played in Benjamin Button. Yeah. She played in Hidden Figures. Mm-hmm. She played in like shows that are like historical shows that where she showed very, you know, various different sides of herself and unique acting skills. So I think that she's right. And I think not only for her, but for the people that's coming up and these younger women, these younger men that's coming up behind them, that need to know how to fight for their, you know, fight for their self and fight for their worth. So I think it's very commendable. And I think it's very like applaudable that her and people like Gabrielle Union and these other actors and actresses, and I don't say actors as loose as I say actresses, because black men still get paid more than a black woman.
Of course.
So it still becomes like a woman man thing sometimes.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to really lean into with my women, with my sisters on this, like, they deserve more, and I'm glad that they speaking up and that they're giving the generation coming up behind them, and they're schooling them, because they even talked about how she was kind of like schooling Fantasia and schooling I forgot the girl that is in The Color Purple with them that plays Sophia, but you know, giving them tips and advice and stuff to make sure that they paperwork right, make sure that they money right, make sure that they getting what they deserve. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So moving on, but
hey, last thing on that, you start turning down some of these damn contracts, the money get right. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Like, can't take everything that hit the table.
But sometimes they got to. She got big bills.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
what did you have, Capital Entertainment?
My baby album went number one.
I knew he was going to talk about some other stuff.
You feel me? Went number one. Still number one for the second week in a row. You feel me?
You talking about the gospel album y'all been telling me about?
It ain't a gospel album. It's the album.
What it is, what the name is? Dust shit, little shit, something.
I'm finna get off here.
No, they got that Nicki Minaj. Hey, yeah, shout out to being number one.
18
number
one songs on the Hot Billboard 100 out of 22. Got the most number one albums out of any female. Foxy Brown had that title 21 years ago. Shout out to Nicki. Yeah.
On the Shade Room, y'all know that what's his name? Recently, Keefe D had went to jail for like admitting to be the person who killed Tupac or whatever. So now he's now he's recanting that and saying that he requests to be released from jail, and he said was entertainment only.
I'm like, boy,
it's too late. Why would you ever even? Why would you open your mouth to say anybody didn't say you was just playing? That's basically what he's trying to say. I'm just playing. Like, right. No, you wasn't.
If you play with your ass,
right?
Did y'all Scarface's Tiny Desk performance?
Who?
Scarface, the rapper.
Oh, Scarface. Yeah, I know Scarface.
Yeah, that was before my time.
Well, he did a Tiny Desk performance. That's why I was asking.
God said, "All you Scarface I know is Tony Montana."
Oh my goodness!
Man, what?
Yada!
Hey,
what's up, man? Hey, fans! Hey, y'all, girl is bait. What's going on with the Yada?
Hey, guys. Sorry, I did not see that text because my phone is still doing weird stuff. But I'm glad I made it. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good. Was finishing up social media, and we just talked about a few different things. We were finishing up talking about the Taraji P. Henson coming out, you know, and how she's been over the years being very vocal about how women actresses, black women especially, are not getting paid with their worth in the acting community entertainment business.
Yeah, and I totally agree. Just a tidbit on that. I feel like it's still a huge wage gap. Not only it's a double whammy because you're black and you're a woman, because it's already a huge wage gap because you're black. Because black entertainers, period, are still not being paid nearly as much as white entertainers, no matter how we try to flip it or turn it. But being black and a woman, oh yeah, it's definitely not what people think it is. I saw Kiki Palmer make a post about having multiple jobs.
Yep, and how she has to have multiple jobs because, you know, this contract may pay this much and that much. And we touched on kind of all of that. I even talked about how Gabrielle Union stood in agreement with Taraji Henson, and she went and made a post like, you know, there's no last told, and if they don't step up right now, you know, for the generation coming behind them, then this will, you know, it'll continue. And I think it's just real unfortunate, not to get back into this again, y'all, but I just think it's real, you know, unfortunate that it still has to be such a fight, you know. Pay people what they're worth, and like you said, I said the exact same thing. Like I think being black and being a woman is probably the hardest thing in the world. And I think sometimes, I mean, even being black and being a man, but it's just two different types of hard. And it's crazy to say that, because then that kind of like the color purple and what he said, and she just was in the color purple. He was like, you're black, you're ugly, you're a woman, you know, so.
It's a triple threat at that point. Y'all know who Akbar is. You know who Akbar is, right? Man, y'all saw, I'm not trying to be funny, but she can't be for real. This is a very sensitive topic, so if you're a sensitive parent, I get it. But I feel like karma is karma. Most people don't think that karma passes down to your kids, but it definitely does.
Damn.
It definitely do. And if you don't think it did, shit, my daddy, sorry dad if you're listening, I know my dad did some unthinkable things to women, and I really do think that I caught his karma, because there's no way I was getting dogged out by men like that. It really didn't make no logical sense to me. But
that's like,
sorry. Like, damn, my daddy should have did a little better. But I will refer to her as a bully. She came on Living Hip Hop, and she was like on the bigger side. And then she got this surgery and lost a lot of weight, and she started bullying people. One of her castmates, Alexis Guy, has a daughter that she had some ailments that made her, she had like an overly sized head. I'm not really sure exactly what the thing was. I know she had like a brain surgery or something like that. And Akbar went on record saying that Alexis Guy's baby was slow, retarded, all of these things, right? Then she got on the internet last week laughing, not even last week, earlier this week on Monday, laughing about Cardi B and Offset, sent calling Cardi B all types of bitches hoes. You thought that baby, them babies was gonna keep that man, et cetera, right? And then on Thursday, you copping a plea about your own kid because now her daughter is in the hospital and cannot see and has blood in her brain. And that's sad. But all the comments is, huh?
Did they say what happened to her?
No, she hasn't said what happened to her, but she keeps getting on the internet crying. Girl, stop crying on the internet. Gonna be present with your kids that you just got custody of back.
Damn.
Uh-oh. Message.
That's all I'm saying. I can't stand no bully. And then life be happening to them. They want to cop a plea with the world. It's like, no, you went on record and saying to the world, bullying other women, other black women at that, and talking about their kids, talking about their relationship. And she literally got on camera crying at the hospital with her daughter, talking about, y'all in the comments, y'all don't know my life. My daughter is innocent. She's a good kid. And I didn't get on here talking about nobody's kids. I was talking about a relationship. Now, if a man left me, then y'all would be able to say something about that. But that's not the case here. So everybody was reminding her in the comments, like, you don't remember talking about Alexis Sky's baby when she had to get a brain surgery and some more shit? How quick we forget. So, yeah, if we had a donkey of the day, which we can't, I'm pretty sure that's copywritten, so we can't, we might get sued. Okay. But dummy of the day, big old dummy of the day.
Dummy of the day, yeah. Dummy of the week, goddamn.
Dummy of the week, because you can't be crying on Monday. I mean, talk shit on Monday and then trying to cop a plea on Thursday. I don't agree. But.
Hey, that's a new part of the show, the dummy of the week.
Dummy of the week goes to Akbar. Because she's just such a big old bully. I hate bullies. Ugh, they drive me nuts. But that's all I had for that. I wanted to just talk about that because I ain't like that. That really
I definitely believe in karma skipping you and going to your kids.
Oh, for sure. It go to your kids.
I've seen it before because just because it don't come back to you don't mean it ain't gonna come back to some connected to you. So be careful what you say and how you treat people because that's still, even though she talked about somebody else's kid, that and karma didn't hit her directly, that's still affecting you because that's a extension of you. So definitely have to be careful what you say and what you put out there because when you point that finger, it's three pointing back.
Coming back. Hey y'all, I do got a clip, man, I want y'all to listen to. And one of the clips y'all didn't reply back to, but after this clip, we'll talk about that. But here you go. Oh, my stuff, bro. My bad. My stuff acting like a Gary right now tonight.
He would have gone.
Easy way to fuck up your life? Have a kid with the wrong woman. Worse, have a kid with a one-night stand. Somebody you don't even fucking know. To be fair to the women in the room, this massively is amplified for you because the carrying cost is usually greater for women than for men. So it applies both ways, which is why, by the way, in both nature and in humans, who generally is the more selective? Women, because they fully understand there is an inherent cost to them if the wrong person gets them pregnant. So in the interest of full disclosure, women have it way harder than men do there. But as a man, you want to fuck up your life, have a kid with the wrong person. As a woman, you want to fuck up your life, have a kid with the wrong person. Now, kids are always a blessing. If they come in here, they're dropping in for a purpose. So even if the circumstances are shitty.
So with that being said, y'all, and Jordan ain't here tonight, so Kev, we got to go hard, man. Hey, how y'all feel about that?
So what he was saying was that women, do we assess the risk?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, at the end of the day, hold on, somebody says you're not good. All right. Oh, my bad. At the end of the day, he basically was saying, hey, look, having a baby with the wrong person can fuck up a man's life.
Mm-hmm.
Vice versa for a woman also.
Mm-hmm.
Having a baby with a low-life man can fuck up her life also.
Oh, for sure.
But
wait, while we on this topic, did y'all see what was the girl? What was the basketball player? What was his name? Y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know who I'm talking about. He was just in the news for telling Shorty to get an abortion and she wanted to put up a fit about it. He sent her $100,000.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
That definitely goes hand in hand with that clip. People assess the risk. I feel like people just don't like talking about it or being upfront about it because it's taboo. In this situation, he's a basketball player. This was just some chick he was messing with. She got in her feelings, told him that she was pregnant. He said, nope, not trying to do that. Literally, nope, not trying to do that. She goes into, why are you treating me like that? And blah, blah, blah. He was just like, I just don't want a kid right now. So I think you should get an abortion. I'll help you out with the money. blah, blah, blah. She was like, it's not about the money. He like, okay, but again, take care of that, basically. Not even basically. He said it plain as day. Do y'all agree? Did y'all read it?
Yeah, we talked about this. I didn't mean you enjoyed one over this, man, but.
Yeah, and it's really, again, men assess, that's him assessing the risk. This is some random chick he was just linking up and having sex with. This is not somebody he planned on living his life with, having kids with, nothing. And he stood on that. And I feel like more people should stand on that. It's not a it shouldn't be as taboo as it is when a situation arises. So if you get somebody pregnant or you become pregnant and this ain't the person that you want to have a baby or be stuck with the rest of your life, be upfront and be honest about that and don't have that kid. I'm a strong believer in, no, that's not what I'm trying to do. Bye.
And like we said, like I said the other day, man, that's the risk of having sex.
Yep.
When you having sex, you taking that risk. Mm-hmm. Kids is not asked to be here. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's a lot of people that can't have kids and want kids. And you got a lot of people out there that are sport fucking or having kids for child support and income and don't really want these kids, you know. But I just feel like when you take that step, just stick your thing in somebody or you drop them balls. Hey, look, at the end of the day, you gotta be responsible. And that's at the end of the day, we're not being responsible. We're not holding people accountable.
No, we're not. And we also not being honest with people either. Because when the internet starts agreeing with a man about abortion, that's how you know people just at this point want honesty. He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't beat around the bush. He flat out told her, you should get an abortion. I don't want kids. Here's the money. Who is giving you $100,000 for an abortion? Like, cash. Lawyer involved. Please let me know when that's finished. Take a video of you taking the pill. He was dead serious to the point.
Like, handle that.
Handle that. And show me proof that you handle it. If not, my lawyers are going to be involved.
But I talked to a doctor also, man. You know what I'm saying? We're having an abortion and stuff like that. You're making a decision at a young age and you have an abortion. And when you get ready to have a family, and that having it the first time can enrich your chance of not having kids.
That's true.
Because you've had an abortion before. So,
I mean, it's a risk.
It's a risk either way. And that's why people should stop, like you said, having sex for sport. Because the harsh reality is that you could get pregnant. Are you ready? Are you prepared to do what you need to do if you do become pregnant? And most people are not. I'm a firm believer in, like, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. You play in a stupid game and have sports sex, you can have a trophy baby, basically. Like, here you go. And if that's not the case, that's not what you want, then you need to reevaluate other options. And I don't think a lot of women are strong enough to have a baby that they know they're not taking home.
And I feel the guy, he gave $100,000 or whatever to get an abortion. But at the end of the day, the woman can make a decision to keep a child and just take the $100,000 and say, hey, look, you don't want to have nothing to do with this child? Forget you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to raise my child on his own. You know what I'm saying? But
you know that's not what she's trying to do. You know she tried to secure that bag for 18 years.
Yeah, I get that.
No.
But let's go, honestly, they go back to the beginning of the relationship.
But what he can do, and what I tell people all the time, I said, a lot of these men ain't smart. Sign your rights over. And this is me as a woman saying that. Sign your rights over. If I just told you I don't want a child and you still continue to go have said child, at this point you agreed to be a single mother. And that's me just saying that. Because that's the God of the truth.
Do y'all think this is my question. So did she already make it clear that she was not going to get an abortion before he sent the $100,000?
No.
Because
she just kept she kept being around the bush, like saying, like, wow, seriously, that's what you're gonna do, blah blah blah. Like, she was acting shocked about it. Like,
why would you even send that girl that money if she ain't agreed to have an abortion? You might as well
agreed after a certain point, I believe. But again, these are like screenshots that she posted, so it's some stuff missing. But she definitely was like on the side of like, okay, because you said it. But you could tell that she really didn't want to.
And sometimes, and a lot of times too, in those situations, women could be either one, trying to have the baby to secure the bag, or trying to have the conversation long enough to secure a bigger bag also. Like, well, let me play like I'm going to keep this kid to see how much money he's going to give me to invest in me not keeping this kid. You know, point in case, he gave $100,000 for an abortion. No, if she would have asked for more, he probably would have gave her more. So I was like, sometimes you just, it's some wicked games that begin play and you really just don't know. But I think that definitely goes back to, especially when you're a man of high value, and I'm talking monetarily because I don't know his personality or his characteristics, but monetarily, he's obviously a person of high value. Why are you running up in these chicks raw? Like, I mean, I get that we grown, you want to feel good and all that stuff, but take some accountability as a man too, that you know what comes with this. You know who you are. You know your status and your stature, and stop running, stop raw dogging all these females, because at the end of the day, you know, it's you. We definitely know that it's some gold digging woman out here, because you know your status and the type of man that you are. Now, it's different if you built a relationship with this woman and this is somebody that you trust and you know, you having sex with and stuff like that, but they both are in the wrong to me in the situation, because you put yourself in that situation to get used like that and to let this happen, because I'm sure it wasn't like a one and done situation where you only fucked her once and she's pregnant. It could have been, but I don't think that that was the case with this. But also, it's like, just do the right thing with protecting yourself, or get these women to sign a non-disclosure before you're having sex with them all willy-nilly. And you can avoid some of these situations. I don't know. To me, it's like, when are the men going to smarten up? And when is the woman going to stop using their pussy for payback?
That's all I'm saying. It has to be some type of balance here. It has to be some type of balance. It's getting out of control. I'm more so on the side of, maybe it's because we already got kids, Kiva. Right. But if a man tell me, I don't want a baby with you, baby, listen, you ain't said nothing more. Hey, you just pay me 100 bands. I'm finna go crown an island. Bye.
Baby, let me tell you something.
What are we talking about? And I do understand the risk of abortion. So if this does offend anyone, I am entirely sorry. However, the risk of being a single mom, I feel like, outweighs the risk of the abortion.
So that's my thing. And I'm very much pro-choice, whatever you want to do with your body. But my thing is, you have a choice as a woman too at that point, because you laid down and you had unprotected sex also. You laid down and you knew what you was doing also. So your two choices is, if you are very adamant because you want a child, you don't believe in abortion, this is your miracle baby, this is your baby that you always wanted, go ahead and have that child. But know that comes with what this man has already told you. Don't be surprised when you have a deadbeat baby daddy, when he told you from the beginning he was going to be a deadbeat baby daddy. That don't make it right. Don't be surprised, and don't be trying to go out your way to act like you don't get it and you don't understand when it was already made understood, and you had a choice to either, okay, do I know that I have a possibility of going through being a single, because even if you put the man on child support, you're still a single mother, baby. So that means nothing. Going to get that paycheck means nothing, and it doesn't even really help as much as people think it do. The money help a little bit. The time, the effort, and the
taking your kid to school every morning, getting them dressed,
That's what really takes the load off. So that's what you need to be thinking about, women, before y'all just decide that I'm going to have this baby just to have it and just to prove a point, because you ain't going to do nothing but hinder yourself. And in, not to say babies are a hinder, because, I mean, and at times they could be. They can be at times, you know, that's just what it is. But that's your decision you got to make as a soon-to-be mother. You're going to have to put your big girl panties on and cry in a range with $100,000, or cry in your same apartment with 2-3 kids.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
And y'all see that Trump can't run for president no more?
My bad.
Yeah. All right, Trump supporters. I'm kind of sad too, because I kind of like when Trump was in office, because he was a businessman. However, Colorado Supreme Court bans Donald Trump from state's 2024 presidential ballot. He has been banned because he violated Section 3 of the Constitution's 14th Amendment and has been used to disqualify him. He
violated down to every part of the amendments, the Constitution.
The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the goddamn Amen. Civil Rights Movement, Obama's election. I don't know. He's violated everything that this country stands for at some point. So, hey.
Yeah. He held.
What it is at this point.
Hey, guys, I sent y'all another clip earlier this week also. I sent y'all another clip this week. The Denzel watching the movie. We asked for feedback. And it's more to the females, so I'm glad we got all the females on the show tonight. So now your dude step out.
You gotta play with me?
I didn't say you, bro, I didn't say you was a female. I said I'm glad we got all the females on the show tonight. Let me finish. So hey, your dude step up, have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
The baby mama pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And he come over and say, hey, look, I want you to take care of the child and raise the child like his ours.
Mm-hmm.
How do you handle that in today's time? If you watch the movie, it was an older movie.
Oh, you're talking about Fences.
Fences.
Yes,
one of my favorite movies, and I read the book. That's one of my favorite books and favorite movies.
It was also like that in Cadillac Records and
that's my other favorite movie,
where the moms passed away and the wives already knew about these kids. They just never said nothing about them, and then they had to end up like taking care of the kids after the mom died. You want to go first, Kiva?
I'll go. So first of all three of those movies that y'all named are like all three like some of my favorite movies. Cadillac Records probably coming first.
Cadillac Records for the win for sure.
I love my Cadillac Records. So how I feel about this is and I could have an old school perspective, but my perspective is dependent on case by case. So case number one is my man stepped out of me. He got somebody pregnant. I have already forgave him. This baby has been born. We have already moved on, and the mother suddenly passes away. In this case, that child is definitely welcome in my home because I have already forgiven, got past, took my man back, and this baby has already been born and living. Case number two, you got a secret baby that I don't know about that you want to come live with me. After the mama said mama has passed away, I don't know if I would be able to handle that because I have not properly forgave my man, grieved over my situation of being cheated on and stepped out of, and then to have to take on the role of being a mother to another parent, to another baby. That's my I don't know situation. My absolute no situation is if you step out, is pregnant, the baby is born and the mama dies during like let's say birth, and I didn't know that this baby was coming, you could take care of your baby by yourself. So those are my three case by case situations.
I totally agree. Me personally, I think that I would have to agree. Like if we, because you know relationships go through stuff, something could have happened while we was on a break or we was separated, I don't know. But the delusional part is that women be trying to act like so damn hurt when y'all was on a break or separate. Let's be realistic about some shit. Anything could happen during those times. So either don't do that or, you know, stick with your partner. But if a baby was formed out of it, either you're going to take your man back or you're not. But if you do take your man back, you cannot be evil towards that child. The child is innocent in the situation. And now at this point, they don't have a mom. So if you choose to stay with this man, what are you going to do? Tell the man that he can't be a primary parent?
Mm-hmm.
Or he is the primary parent, now he in the home, but you're not bonding with the kid? It's really just going to cause an uptick of issues if you don't never just actually deal with the situation. So I say, and I think it's really more so a pressure from society because it happened a lot more.
That people lead on.
Yeah, than people would lead on because we didn't have social media and stuff to judge anyway. But now everything's so out in the open in these situations with celebrities and like all types of
everybody's having a round table about everything.
Yeah, everybody having conversations about it. So it's frowned upon, but we're going to be realistic. Shit happens. Mm-hmm. If you decide to forgive your spouse, that's totally fine. I mean, at the end of the day, who really cares about what people do in their personal life? It ain't got shit to do with me. But personally, you can't treat the child no different. The child's innocent. Now, if he did create a kid, we flat out together, and you went and fucked off and had a baby on me, No, you and your kid can go figure it out.
Which is why I got my case-by-case basis.
Yeah, it's a case-by-case. It depends on how this kid got here. Now, this kid already been here, and I've been new about it. We've been having this kid back and forth. The mom, dad, he got to come live with us. Cool. I've already known about this kid. But a random baby just comes out of nowhere, especially y'all. Think about it. Say we've been together for like 20-some years, and a 60-year-old kid come out the situation. Where did 60-year-old kid come from? Y'all have seen it. Like, you done had a 60-year-old son across town for years. And I had no idea about it. I ain't never seen this kid. This is where you've been going every weekend when you said you was going to play poker. Like, that's nuts.
Poker.
And now, his mama said, he won poker. You said what?
He won poker.
He was poking some night. That's just, I don't know. That's just crazy to me. It's 16-year-old. Now I got to go think way back what happened around the time this kid was born. Because what the hell was you doing? What was we going through?
I don't even think it's so much of the... I think people put emphasis on the kid. And I think as women, it don't even be so much of the kid. It just be so much as, like, we talk about, like, in the way that this had came about. Because I feel like, really, any kid is safe with me. That's how I feel. Like, any kid is safe with my presence. If you around me, I'm going to feed you. I'm going to take care of you. You know, and stuff like that. But I have a choice in the matter when it comes to certain in a certain situation. So like I said, if said a woman is pregnant, let's say dad's doing birth, dad suddenly, and I didn't know nothing about this baby, I haven't even got a chance to think about the fact that my man cheated on me, stepped out, you can't even grieve that process before taking in, you know, somebody, and then, you know, naturally maybe have a resentment towards that kid, you know what I'm saying? To say that I'm okay to raise this child. But, and if you are, I think it's just the each is on, because if you is and you don't give a fuck, like you said, Keanu, like, that's on you. Like, it's all about what you're willing to take, what you can deal with. I think that society, and that's something I'm learning as a woman too. Like, I think I had so many preconceived notions and preset expectations in my young years of what I thought relationship and marriage was supposed to be like, and so many I guess I will say standards, like so many standards that I thought that I wasn't willing to compromise and bend on. I still have standards, but it's so many more important things in a relationship other than like cheating. I think we touched about this on the group chat. It's so many things.
In so fact, many things besides cheating that can happen. I don't know. I had somebody have a baby on me, y'all, and I couldn't do it.
Like, y'all was in a...
Hey, I feel you. It's tough on a man, though.
Listen. Yeah. So, y'all ready for story time?
Story time.
Okay, story time. Short story. Well, I'm going to try to make a long story short. I was with this guy on and off, like, for years, and we finally, like, was, you know, doing the right thing, and we was together, we was dating. And all of a sudden, he started acting weird, like, literally, like, separated himself from me and everything, and was just like, I just got a lot going on in life, I need to figure some shit out. I'm like, what? Like, we was just perfectly fine. Come to find out, I kept asking him, like, what's wrong? Like, why are we not back together? Blah, blah, blah. He like, I did something I can't take back. The only thing you can't take back is kids. So I instantly was like, who's pregnant? Like, who's pregnant? And he was like, I said, you got somebody pregnant? He was like, yeah. Man, when I tell you, I damn near died. What do you mean? Whole chest hurts. Stomach finna fall out on the floor. What the fuck do you mean?
Can't sleep, baby.
No, like that's a different level of hurt, y'all. And this was just my boyfriend. So I couldn't imagine my husband having a baby on me. Because I felt like I lost all the breath in my body at that point.
My Nikki Link had a baby on me, and I was cooled down for a while.
Baby, listen, chest hurt. Hurting. But long story short, like he got with the he wasn't really with the girl, but again, when you agree to be with somebody that like literally got somebody pregnant on you, it's really not a smart idea for you to continue with them, because it takes a strong woman to have to see a man be that supportive of another woman.
Cause they ain't even figured it out yet.
Yeah, so it's like they gotta figure out how they gonna parent. She's going through like growing pains as far as like, you know, actually going through the pregnancy. Then you got gender reveals. Then you got baby showers. Then you got the birth. Man, when I tell you, this man was so bold. He sent me a picture of his baby in the hospital in the movie. Where, no, y'all, like, it was that bad. He sent me a picture. He sent me a video of his gender reveal. He thought we was still cool. Like, boy, go to hell.
Did you step, mom?
He like, I don't know. Like, you still cool? I want to share these special moments with you. Boy, go to hell. I don't want these special moments with you and your goddamn illegitimate child. Like, these moments are traumatic. Man, I swear, that's the most narcissistic thing I've ever seen. Like, you're having a baby on me and you want me to see this shit and be happy for you? Man, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And then now I be seeing this little girl and I just be like, yep, couldn't have been me. Cause for one, I probably would have pinched that little girl. I ain't gonna lie, she bad as hell. And
see, you
I'm glad she ain't my stepkid. If my ex is listening, FTK.
I'm gonna keep it above with you. Yeah, you touch my pinch my kid.
God bless. First of all, you had a baby on me. You should have knew better to bring a baby around me.
God hell. Bless you.
God bless you and that baby. How about that?
I'm telling you, because you're going to be contrived. Because I'm going to fuck you.
Why are we on this topic right here? So let's say, hey, look, we on a separation. Mm-hmm. And we know we just separated to get space from one another. We just want a little breather. You know, hey, look, you give you a couple weeks to yourself. I'm going to have a couple weeks to myself.
That's not separated, though.
I'm saying, hey, look, we gone. I'm saying you separate. You say, hey, look, we're on a break. Hey,
We on a break.
I come to you, I say, I want a break. We on break. It's break time. Hey, look.
It's break
time. We ain't dealing with one another. We ain't dealing with one another. So I'm gonna start with Kevin first.
No, don't start.
So Kevin, is it okay to have sex while you're on a break?
Who have sex?
Hey, my boy said who? Hey, there you go. Hey.
Like who? Me or
her? Hey, boy, hey, you filling in for your boy tonight.
Me or her?
I'm saying either party. I'm saying y'all on a break. Is it okay for the other party in the relationship to have sex?
Don't ask me that.
He can't answer right now. He can't answer right now.
It depends. It's like, how do you know this is just a break, though? Do you know, like, for sure, like, it's really a break? Or do you know, like, this relationship is over?
But my thing is, hey, look, you still got love for.
Mm-mm.
You still got love for, and your ex come back home from college.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You can have sex with somebody and be in love with somebody else. So what are you saying?
Sex is sex. Sex will always have to be associated with love.
Boy, y'all here.
I ain't gonna lie. So what I will say is, what's a break?
That's what I'm saying. What's a break?
Hey, I'm saying, hey, look, we just tired of one another right now. Hey,
ain't what's no break, break? Now.
A month or two.
Hey, my thing is, hey,
if you tag
instead of calling me, it off, instead of calling it off, hey, look, we just want to take a break.
No, there's no such. That's the problem with folks, because then all these illegitimate kids be happening because of breaks. Ain't no breaking up. If you tired of me, you better get up and go in the other room and be untied. I'll give you a couple hours,
right,
a day to yourself. You go to your house, I stay at my house. There go our break.
A break.
We'll see each other on day three.
A break. Like, what?
What's a break?
Huh? That's what I'm saying. Like, you got to classify.
We too grown. Uh-uh. We
too. Yeah, I just said it. Hey, look, we been.
But know what I'm saying, D? Okay, is it a week? Is it 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, 6 months?
Okay. Okay, it was 2 weeks.
No,
but your girl from college came home
from college.
And she wanted to stay.
Yeah, that he's saying that because I'm younger than y'all. Remember that.
I don't give a goddamn, Calvin. You go on a break. You too damn old for a break too. We too old for that. Like, breaks is for high school kids in 20, early 20, 21, 22.
Okay, well, I guess what D is saying is like, all right, we break up for 2 months. And
what is a breakup? I mean, now what's a break? He said, "What if it's a break? How is you breaking up for 2 weeks?"
You're not saying it right. They broke up. Let's say, okay, we break up for 2 months. Okay, I don't want to be with you. You don't want to be with me. This not working out. We break.
Ain't coming back after 2 weeks. The hell?
2 months.
You know what I'm saying?
We done.
Coming back after 2 months. If we break up, we breaking up for a reason. Because what the problem is why are we breaking up? And then we come to our senses 2 months later and then getting back together. We too old for that. That's too much back and forth. If we are having an issue, we need to either work through the issue or separate for good. Because if the issue that bad,
well, people separate and get back together, though. And
I got it, Nikita. I got it. I think I got it, Nikita, because you asked this question one time before. Okay, if you broke up with somebody, how soon is soon to have sex with somebody else?
It ain't never too soon. Sorry.
Kev,
what'd you say?
How soon is it to have sex with someone else after you broke up with somebody?
Who, the man or the woman? It depends.
Either or. It don't matter who it is.
Because
he's taking Jordan's spot tonight for real.
I'm about to say. It depends. Jordan sent you his notes.
It depends on how much you're in love or not.
How much you in love?
Yeah.
What's love? Never mind.
I'm telling you, because if you love somebody, you're not gonna just, you're gonna be in your feelings for a while.
Who? This is our problem as a society. Why are we waiting around? Why are we making temporary decisions? I mean, permanent decisions off of temporary emotions. If you temporarily are upset, why are y'all making permanent decisions like breaking up with somebody? Still in this day and time, because me, I take it as permanent. And that's probably my problem. And I get to moving around. Not gonna lie. I think if you break up with me, I'm thinking that we're done for good. There's no spinning the block. There's no coming back talking about some, all right, well, I'm over it now. Like, can we work it out? No, because you should have been over it then. What? We too grown. We too grown. It should not be a thing at this point. Be grown enough to sit down, have hard conversations. If it's something y'all cannot move past, I don't think that 2 months away from each other not working on it is going to magically fix the problem. Right or wrong?
I agree with I agree.
See, my thing is this. Look, what if I go get some coochie and I be like, damn, this ain't what I thought.
You should have thought about this coochie before you left me.
This is what I thought. Hold on, bitch. Let me spin that block.
You should have thought about this coochie before you left.
Okay. So I agree with Kiata. Like, definitely if we're in a relationship at this point in the game, at this point in age, it's like certain.
I feel it though, because y'all let,
and I know.
You call us horse.
I know. Like, you
are. Called us hoes?
He said, oh.
Oh shit! I was finna say Calvin is going off the deep end today.
Hey, he really got—he got Jordan blood in him.
I was finna say if the shoe fit where, because I definitely didn't say it.
Listen, I couldn't hear because people was talking and you was talking. I heard O's, but it was O's. All right,
okay. Call me CT if you want to, but okay, but for real, at this big age. As people say, at this big age, I think conversations are definitely necessary. Like, why are we taking like a break here, a break there? Because to me, that just becomes an excuse to fuck off, and I see it all the time.
So, you know, no, for real, it is an excuse.
And to be honest, I'm getting to the point where, even for me, like as a woman, like situationships and the whole, you know how we like, my man is my man that ain't my man. I don't want a man that ain't my man that is my man no more. I want you to be my man, because it's like, if you ain't my, why is you acting like you my man? And if you is my man, you need to be my man. So,
because what's stopping you from committing is the question.
That's me holding myself accountable these days, like that.
You know,
with the stuff that. You know, even with me being happy in certain situations, like, I ain't saying I'm putting a time limit on stuff, but I'm putting a time limit on stuff, because otherwise it's like people just want to. I mean, I'm not saying that, but like some type of commitment does need to be there, because for me, I'm really been like, I know I'm kind of spinning the block with this question, but it's going to all come full circle. For me, I'm kind of in like a space where I've been getting back to like my nurturing side, like my feminine energy, and like kind of living there. So I've decided in this, with the person that I'm talking to now, to be a lot more open with my guard let down and do the things that make me happy in relationships that help me tend to my partner. So a lot of the times in relationships, me doing things for my partner is what makes me happy. Serving him his food, cooking meals, stuff like that. Me seeing somebody eat a meal and enjoy it like that is something that like kind of turns me on. It gives me satisfaction and it makes me happy, you know, things like that. So if I'm doing all of that and I'm finding satisfaction doing all these things for you, but you don't want to be my man.
Sorry, y'all. My shizu thinks he's a girl.
Oh, I thought that was you.
That is Rocky.
It's giving the door open for me to fall things, not get the things that I want in return, and you just still have room to fuck off. So with that bringing that full circle, we don't need to be having no breaks. It needs to be either we on or we off, and if we off, we need to be off for real. Now, I do understand couples do break up and get back together. Like, you know what? This ain't going to work. I'm moving out. We go back to your mama's house. You know, blah, blah, blah. And they might end up getting together, back together a few months
but down. That like, starts but... that vicious cycle. And it's like, when you really...
I mean, but realistically, it does, but realistically, it happens sometimes unless you are on the path to getting married. In dating stage, sometimes shit like that do happen. But I don't think that's the time. Fuck off is what I'm trying to say. If you want to fuck off, that means you want to be single. You might as well be single. Just because you're on a break don't mean go fuck some.
No, I ain't go but fuck shit. Sometimes you might have to.
But you shouldn't. If you, because at this point, at the age that we're at now, at the age that we are now, if you're not intentionally dating somebody, because what are y'all trying to get at?
That brings us to the last question, right, Aki? I'm glad you said that.
Question?
We talked about this on Greg Gray Show. So if you dating this person, y'all talking and y'all together, and you know this person say, "Hey, look, I don't want to ever get married. I don't ever want to have kids." But all the things that you want, he don't want. Do you continue going on with the relationship?
No, you don't.
Things like what?
I'm saying like, hey, look, you get in a relationship.
He said like marriage, like kids. If you want to get married, you want kids. He don't want to get married. He don't want kids.
Relationship is about compromise. So, but I've learned that. For example, me and my guy, y'all know I don't want no more kids. Y'all done heard y'all nephew Aiden cutting the fuck up before. For me, it really is a thing, especially if I'm dating somebody that already has kids. At this point, we're a party of four. Any more than that is a bunch. But my significant other wants another child. But my cutoff for kids is 30, and I'm already about to be 29 next year.
Ooh.
It's like, so I mean, honestly, like I said, y'all already heard the story of like us getting together. We've been very intentional. So we actually been like creating this plan because he knows like in order for me to have a child, boom, engagement, marriage, child. Your time period is getting short there, bud. You want to make some shape. And if not, your window for having another baby is pretty much closed. He talking about I'm gonna have a baby at 35. I told him to go to hell. You're gonna have me having a geriatric pregnancy.
So what's y'all compromise with that then, y'all?
So the compromise, I did say 32 is my compromise because I didn't want to put a rush on him, on a rush on what we're trying to accomplish because we've already started to talk about marriage. So being as though we're talking about marriage, there's things that we want to get in place first. Like we want to make sure that all of our debt is settled before we get married. We want to do a lot of different things, which may not allow for that short time frame. So it's kind of like, all right, give it some grace. Even though we'll probably be married before then. We don't want to add like a baby to the situation when it's like we already got two kids. We trying to do some things to make sure that we're creating a foundation. And then add to that, not add to it, but while we still building this little foundation, you feel me? So it's a little different, but that's a compromise. So it's something that I don't really care for because I don't want to have no babies past 30 because having a 10-year-old at the age of 40 just don't even sound.
Well, I was crazy. I'm on the same page. I do not want to be like my baby is already finna be 8 next month. So like, in the next two, even if I have kids in the next 2 years, there's going to be 10 years in between my children, which is wild to me. Like, that's super wild. Like, starting over. Yeah. But my thing, if I get into a relationship, going to be my husband or that is my husband, I do not mind giving my husband a child. My cutoff age for giving somebody a child going forward is 35 is my cutoff age. For having more children, even though that is still late in the game, I think that I want to give myself time to like find somebody, get established. You know, after that, it's probably not going to be no hope. And if you don't come with kids at that time, I don't know what to tell you. But the person that I'm kind of dealing with right now, and I don't want to say like, I don't want to like put too much on it, but I am like in a good space where I do see like super great potential. He already has 5 kids, but his kids are also a little bit older. 12, it's a set of twins in there, so it's, you know, like, it's really like 4, but it's 5. So it's still set up.
It's really, you mean like four pregnancies?
It's five kids. It was like four pregnancies. So yeah. So so between both of us, that'll be six. And if you count me, because I'm like a baby, that's seven. So because I need to send a little pair of money, clothes, shoes. that's a lot to think about and a lot to take on if that's something that I'm gonna really think about doing, because he kind of made, I don't know if he was being serious or he made a joke, and damn, this could be something we could talk about next show, but he asked me like, how do you feel about our kids like me and each other? They don't got to be like, you know, we together type thing, but let's just see how they interact with each other, like take them to breakfast, this my friend, this his kid, this her kid, you know, and just see how they interact with each other type thing. And I was like, I don't know. He's trying to move in. He's not homeless. But
y'all hear the story about the basement man?
The basement man.
What happened to him? It said, don't date the basement man. You know, the 30 plus year old that's been in his mama's basement. Because you got your own crib, and then he come up with your shit. And all he do is just sit around and watch you bringing in groceries and all this type of shit. And then you try to get him to come out. You try to get his ass to leave, and he don't, because he want to be at your place because he don't want to be his mama's house.
No, that's not.
I said, "Woo, baby, it's a lot of basement men out here. I know. I'm going to watch me bring in some groceries.
What'd you say, Calvin? He trying to introduce your kids to each other because he obviously sees something in you. That's how I take it.
And you know, I think we touched on this on one of the last shows that me and Kenyatta was on together too. I don't think it's really a big issue with kids meeting people that you are dating, as long as they're introduced in the right setting, because people meet people every day. Kids meet people. They meet your old classmates that you see at the grocery store. Hey, this is Jordan. I'm on the show with him. Hey, this is Calvin. I'm on the show with him. Hey, this is such and such. This is my friend. It doesn't have to be like, this is somebody I'm dating. This is your stepdad. You know, I don't think it's like a big thing. So I did think that was a nice gesture, just saying like, let's see how the kids interact with each other. At that time, I didn't have my daughter. She was with her dad that weekend, so I had to kindly decline. And he haven't brought it up since then. So I was like, hey, maybe maybe he was looking for me to be more proactive and be like, hey, you know what? I'll go pick her up. Let's see how this works out. But I just wasn't really doing that. So, yeah. But it all just depends with having kids. Compromise is definitely key. I do think that in the situation that you have brought up, D, like, what would we do or what's the compromise? For me, a man that don't want to get married and don't want to have kids, I could do without the kids. I definitely know I want to get married. That's not a compromise for me right now. Where I'm at right now, I know I see marriage in my future. I know I desire to have a family unit that's built like with God and with marriage, an actual union. So if that's not something, if you're going to be with somebody and that's not something that they see, nothing you guys do are going to align together because y'all don't have a common goal of where y'all going. So for me, that would be a no. The kids would be a compromise.
Kevin, have you went? Go ahead, Kevin. Get your take before we close up.
This ain't no woman.
You gotta be a woman. I'm saying on a new relationship, somebody say, hey, look, this is what I don't like. And in your head, you're like, this is what I want.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I know what I want. You feel me? Like, but I'm great where I'm at. You feel me? I'm loving it. Like, the Kool-Aid man. You feel me? But like if something ever happens, like it's, you got some huge shoes to fill.
What are you talking about, Kevin?
They're talking about compromise. Like, would you
compromise? What I'm saying, for me to compromise, would you want to have some big shoes to fill?
What you mean?
Like financially, mentally, you feel me? Like,
you're talking about compromise, like she has a compromise that she needs you to make. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Hey,
you got some big,
you don't want kids, but I want kids. So what's, are you willing to compromise with something like that?
No.
So it's just about what you want.
I'm gonna break it down like this, guys. Real talk. My thing is, time is something you can't get by. So my thing is, if I'm in a relationship with someone and I'm wasting time knowing that they don't want what I want out of life, I gotta bounce. You know what I'm saying? Because time is something you can't get by.
You're too big.
The time is, the time that I'm actually putting in with this woman that I know don't want none of the things or the values that I want out of life, I could be putting in with a woman that want the same values.
Period.
That's my take, Bob, man.
I agree. Hey. But you got to think about it, too. It's always somebody out there that may have the same outlook or same wants as you. So if you're not willing to compromise, then that's fine. I always tell people, do not bend what you want for anybody that you don't feel like is worth bending for. Because at that point, you're going to always feel like the compromise is uneven and that you're giving more than what you want to. When you compromise it for somebody, make sure that it's somebody that you genuinely see the compromise is worth compromising for. That was a tongue twister, but I hope that made sense.
All right, yeah, hey, close us out. Jordan ain't here tonight. Close us out.
All right. I don't know the email.
It's been another episode.
If y'all would like to write us, y'all know the email. If y'all don't, go look at our Facebook page and send us a message on Facebook. we need some more listening letters. So if you are listening, please write us on Facebook as well. That's probably the easiest way instead of sending us an email. But
and just to be clear, we didn't get to the topic.
So it's gonna be a two.
We're gonna have a two part. So this is the D-Star Show, and we out.
And we out.
We out. I thought I was out, y'all. I'm out now. Bye.